Hi, wine fans. This is Alan Goldfarb. Glad to be here with Lynn on iWine Radio. You can check out my column on tablehopper.com. It's called Checking Lists, A Critical Look at Restaurant Wine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Alan Goldfarb is back. Checking Lists, A Critical Look at Restaurant Wine, is blog on tablehopper.com. And this time he had the pleasure of dining at both Piperad and Boca Dios. And I didn't study Spanish growing up. I studied French. But I can tell you, before we even open the mic up for Alan, he's very fond of this topic, and he speaks a little bit of Spanish, and this must be close to his heart. Even though, Alan, we know that you're a diehard Italianophile, you definitely enjoyed this experience at writing about what was going on at De Boca Dios and Piperad.
Well, Lynn, great to be back with you, and you would be right on all fronts. In that I love Italy, I love Spain, and I really like France. And I most recently visited Spain, Barcelona in particular, and was just so taken. I spent 3 weeks there and renting an apartment, so I had a chance to really get into the culture. And I was just so taken by the tapas, pinchos restaurants, you know, going from one to another each night. And that's what Boca Dios is reminiscent of in San Francisco to me, because I think it's fairly real and genuine, as is its executive chef and owner, Geralda Herigoyen, who you've known for a while.
Mm. You know, I really enjoy, if I have the opportunity dining out, to have little bites, like lots of appetizers, rather than one entree that's just all the same. For people who get bored fast, this is a wonderful way to dine out.
Well, it is, but I have to throw a caveat in there, in that I'm really tired of so-called small plates restaurants, and that doesn't really apply to tapas, pinchos, and, you know, those words are interchangeable, and we can discern the differences as we go along. Because small place restaurants, their staff usually are trained in asking the question, have you dined here before? And if you say no, they use that to jump all, have an opportunity to jump all over you and say, well, you know, we recommend 4 or 5 dishes. Well, by the time you're finished, you're stuffed, and your wallet is also has been
raided,
has been extracted, because they're small plates and they're only like $8 to $10 a plate, and you think you're getting something, a bargain here, and that's what these restaurants, small plates restaurants, are doing, but not tapas, pinchos places, because that's where the original small plates restaurants started. Also with, if I may digress here, that's what Chinese dim sum is also all about, you know, small plates.
Okay.
Mm. And in a way, they're kind of related that way, you know, that small plates. And then people have, I think, bastardized it, you know. And anyway, sorry for the diatribe.
No. That's okay. I totally understand. And you said that, I think it was at Boca Dios, the range of pricing for these pinchos is $3 to $17.
Right, mm. Right.
And the $17 sounds fantastic. Crispy grilled garlicky prawns and a lemon confit?
Yeah, so it's like almost like a lemon marmalade.
Whoa!
You know, so it's very flavorful, and you know, the more expensive dishes, like as this one you just mentioned, they're almost fully realized dishes. You know, they're not really small plates, although they're not totally as large as most as a standard entree.
But you know, if you had a couple people dining out, everybody could get a different plate, and you know, if nobody has a cold, share it or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
Now, how about, talk to us about the difference as you keep going back and forth. But a lot of Americans are familiar with the word tapas, but they're not familiar with the word pinchos, as you mentioned in the article.
Right, and we can spell it Pinchos, P-I-N-T-X-O-S, Pinchos. And that word is used in the Basque country of Spain. They don't use the word Pinchos in the rest of Spain. As you know, the Basque people are a...
They would like to be independent.
Yes, but they've given that up in recent years. They've fought a losing battle. But they're so different from most of the rest of Spain. So it's Pinchos in Basque country, and that's what Gerald Herrigoyen is. He is a Basque, and as I point out in the latest column on Tablehopper, he kind of straddles both France and Spain because the Basque country
extends
to both countries in the Alps on both sides of the border in northern central Spain and south western France. So when he first started cooking here 25 years ago in San Francisco, he was mostly French, and then he opened his Piperade, which was still a little bit mostly French, but he began bringing in the Spanish, the Basque elements of his culture. And now with Bocadillos, it's a fully blown Spanish Basque.
Mm. And the word Bocadillos means little sandwiches.
Yes, of which there are really just a few. There are three exactly on the three bocadillos itself on the menu, and the rest are pinchos or tapas, if you will. It's interesting that on the menu, the overall category is tapas, because he realizes, as you said, that Americans know the word tapas by now. Some people think it's a topless restaurant.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then he has, the next category is pinchos, and then two categories down, further down, it's bocadillos.
Okay, so I understand that. It's almost like a pyramid turned on its upside down. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left. Talk to us about the wine list.
Yes, I just love the wine list, and especially the white that I keep coming back to time and time again is the Do Ferraro Albariño. Ferraro is F-E-R-R-E-I-R-O. And the reason why I like this Albariño from Rías Baixas in the northwest corner of Spain, right above Portugal, is that for some reason, and I think it's the vineyard itself at Do Ferraro, the aromas of the wine and some of the taste is very smoky and very peaty, like peat. And it reminds me of a single malt scotch.
Whoa, people are going to try just for you saying that.
But it's a white wine, Albariño, the white wine of Spain. And this is the 2011, which I just thought was wonderful. It's big enough to go with a lot of these pinchos and tapas and bocadillos.
This is a great idea for just entertaining. Also, is to put out some pinchos or some tapas, bocadillas for your family and friends. But that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's more work than even just having one entree, isn't it?
It is, and you know, if you go to the heart of Spanish Basque country, San Sebastian, which is one of my favorite cities in the world because it's such a great food city, and then you can go from Pinchos Bar to Pinchos Bar, and some of those bars, the food is free, believe it or not, and it's fabulous food, and of course you drink all night long, so that's where they make their money.
Alan
Goldfarb. That's not necessarily the case here at Bocadillos.
We thank you so very much for turning us on to Bocadillos and Pinchos from San Francisco. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Lynn. See you next month.
We will have links up for you to learn more.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Gerald Herrigoyen, and I'm the owner of Piperade and Bocadillos restaurant in San Francisco and the author of Pinchos, the casual Basque cuisine. So if you decide to come to San Francisco, please come and visit me. Otherwise, you can check our website, www.piperade.com or www.bocasf.com.